Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Dairy, it's flattish. Is it
flattish? Global dairy trade auction number 333. The price index down 0.9%. Seems to be quite hard to string together a series of positive outcomes, this doesn't it? But the 0.9% fall follows a 0.9% fall 2 weeks ago. The global dairy trade pulse auction of whole milk powder a week ago did see whole milk powder fall. Futures were weaker. So not unexpected to see some weakness in the global dairy trade this morning. The support players saved the auction from a steeper decline. Whole milk powder was down 3%, but cheddar was up 7.4%, butter up 0.5%, anhydrous milk fat up 1.8%. Skim milk powder was flat overnight. I'd characterise the outcome here as a continuation of range trading for the key products.
Let me come back to dairy in just a moment. That RBA thing, so there's probably more where that came from, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, so there was there were 10 out of 30 economists were picking a lift in the Aussie cash rate yesterday, and they called it right. I mean, we said it was a live meeting, and it was. Not only did they lift rates, they also warned that rates could go higher yet, so it's data-dependent now. Governor Lowe stating that the move was necessary to provide greater confidence that inflation will return to target within a reasonable time frame. So they've got a few problems, Mike. They've got inflation expectations aren't falling, and they are falling here in New Zealand, actually. They've still got wage pressures evident. And the one thing that's happening over there that's quite interesting, I don't know if you've noticed this, but house prices are bouncing back. Yeah, Sydney, Melbourne, you know, they're all bouncing back.
Chinese.
They got to lean against that. One outcome of interest, actually, was the Kiwi Aussie cross rate, the New Zealand dollar against the Australian dollar, went below 91 cents overnight. So a stronger Aussie dollar, weaker New Zealand dollar.
Okay, so back to the dairy A2. Do we like this? Are we happy now?
Yeah, well, people are certainly happier than they were. This has actually came out from Synlait. The Synlait share price, who make the product for A2, Synlait share price been under quite a bit of pressure recently. They announced weaker expected profit. The market's been worried about how much debt Synlait had on its balance sheet. Look, they've announced that they've received approval, or reapproved really, to manufacture A2 Milk's China label product at its plant in Canterbury. Production now expected to recommence in late June. Look, while this announcement was anticipated and the market thought they would get it, it does remove a source of uncertainty for Synlait and A2 Milk as well by proxy. Gives a degree of confidence to investors, I think. Confidence to investors, probably the banking syndicate also, who provide funding to Synlait. The share price, when trading resumed, was up 27 cents to $1.87, so just under 17%, 16.9% lift. But it did start the year at $3.50, so still got a way to go to recover that level.
How bad is your Tuesday when you're told that your $1.9 billion contract's done?
Can you imagine delivering that news? Can you imagine the mood in the boardroom? Not so good news for EBOS. They've lost a major client, and it's a very large one. They announced that they have lost the contract to supply pharmaceuticals to the Chemist Warehouse chain, and big in this case is defined as $1.9 billion worth of revenue. They'll lose the contract from the end of June 24. That's roughly 10% of EBOS's annual revenue. In the announcement yesterday, EBOS sort of highlighted other growth drivers for the business. You've got to be positive, really, in this circumstance, don't you? The contract's going to a company listed on the Australian Stock Exchange called Sigma. They already supplied fast-moving consumer goods to Chemist Warehouse. They used to have the pharmaceutical contract. They've won it back. Now, Sigma now received $3 billion worth of revenue from the Chemist Warehouse. Now, EBOS share price down just under 10%.
I need you to give me the numbers.
Yeah, sure. The Dow Jones is down 93 points, 33,470 is the call at the moment. The S&P 500 down 5 points, 4,268. And the NASDAQ is up 23 points, 13,252. The FTSE 100 gained 28 points yesterday, closing at 7,628. The Nikkei gained 0.9%, 32,506. Shanghai Composite lost just over 1%, 3,195, the close there. The ASX 200 didn't have a great day after the RBA announcement. It was down 1.2%, 7,129, the close. That's 87 points. NZX 50 barely changed yesterday, up 1 point, 11,882. Now, on the currency, Kiwi dollar holding against the US, 0.6067, weaker against the Aussie, 0.91 as I look at it, 0.5678 against the euro, 0.4886 against the pound, 84.74 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,964.22, and Brent crude, pretty stable really, Mike, $76.40.
Top work. We'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.